As the band's career took off in the mid-70s, his personal life began to shift. In 1969, he had struck up a romance with Mary Austin, a glamorous 19-year-old who worked at London's Bieber Boutique. The pair shared an apartment and got engaged, but Austin realized something wasn't right. "I knew that this man wasn't at one with himself over something," she says in Rudy Dolezal's 2000 documentary, Freddie Mercury, The Untold Story. Eventually, Mercury confessed his secret. He was attracted to men. "It felt like a huge burden had been lifted," she recalled. Though their romance was over in the traditional sense, they remained close for the rest of his life, and he left her much of his estate. "To me, it was a marriage," Mercury said of Austin in 1985. Despite Mercury's legendary lust for nightlife, he sometimes spent his own wild parties refilling guests' champagne glasses so he didn't have to talk to everyone. Freddie was an extrovert on stage, but he was very shy in private life, Brian May told People in 2017. The movie depicts upheaval between the bandmates before their triumphant performance at 1985's Live Aid concert, but in reality, they were extremely close. "We were almost like family," May said. "We had no airs or graces with each other." But the time at the top would be cut short as AIDS spread through the gay community of New York City and beyond. Knowing that Mercury frequented New York clubs, Gambaccini offered him a word of caution. "I said, have you modified your behavior in light of the new disease?" And he said, "Darling, my attitude is F it. I'm doing everything with everybody. I had that sinking feeling because I thought, we're going to lose Freddie." Mercury was diagnosed with AIDS in 1987, but kept the news quiet out of respect for his parents. "He could never come out as gay or bisexual because their religion does not allow it," says Leslie Ann Jones, author of Freddie Mercury, The Definitive Biography. Eventually, he revealed his condition to his bandmates. "He did sit us down and say, look, you know what I'm suffering from, and I don't want to talk about it anymore. I want to make music until the day I effing die." May remembered in 2011 documentary, in his last months, Mercury teamed up with director Dolezal to film the video for These Are the Days of Our Lives. "He knew how ill he was and that this was the last time he'd be in front of a camera," Dolezal says. Mercury's emaciated frame is painfully obvious as he whispers his final message to his fans, "I still love you." With both Austin and his final partner, Jim Hutton, caring for him, Mercury died at his London home on November 24, 1991. Brian May wrote a simple epitaph for his friend. "Lover of life, singer of songs. He lived long enough to reach fruition," reflects Gambaccini. "He became Freddie Mercury."